Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer, and specifically on prayers of authority. We've mentioned the fact that Jesus got the authority back from the devil, and praise God, we've been delivered out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom, the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to know that God has given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The word for authority in the Greek is the word exousia. It means the right to rule, having spiritual jurisdiction, and it denotes the freedom to act and having the authority for the action. Literally, it means to be out of yourself or the right to go beyond ourself. That indicates that it's a delegated authority, and of course, the authority that we have in Christ has been delegated to us. We don't have the authority in ourselves. It's been delegated authority in which we act beyond ourselves with authority delegated to us by the Lord to take dominion in the earth and in the heavenlies. It's like the power of attorney that's been given to us, and this is through the name of Jesus is the means whereby we release this authority that's been given unto us. Now, with the authority, we have the right to enforce the spiritual laws of God. We have the right to rule, dominate, control, and hold in check evil spirits and all the actions of principalities, powers, rulers, spiritual wickedness that serve Satan. You see, God told us that we're to reign in life by Jesus Christ. We now are a ruling royal priesthood, and we are a kingdom of priests to rule and reign. And now, because we're in that position, we've got to take it. We are heirs of the kingdom. These are all scriptures we've seen in preceding broadcasts, and it's something that we're going to seek after and press into. And we have to know that it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, and we're going to enter into it even in the midst of the pressure the enemy brings against us. Now, with the authority, we're going to do the works of God. And remember, we must be under authority to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then operating in authority, know that we have authority, and operate in authority by speaking the word over the works of the enemy. And as we do that, then we're going to see that Jesus is going to manifest himself through the mighty name of Jesus in destroying the works of the devil. We're going to do the very same works he did. And remember, the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God comes forth in the name of the Lord. The name of Jesus has authority in the heavens, in the earth, and under the earth, in all realms. And Mark 16:17 says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons." We are going to use the authority that we have. It's delegated to us and released through the authority of the name of Jesus. Now, we've begun talking about the prayers of authority that release the power and the ability of God. There are seven major areas of prayers of authority. We began to talk about the first one in the last broadcast, and that is binding. Every one of these are done in the name of Jesus, and they're done by us commanding these things to be done. You're going to use a commanding voice. You are not going to go to God and ask him to do something. You don't go and pray to the Father in the name of Jesus and ask him to get the devil off your back. No, you don't do that. He gave you the authority, and he gave you the responsibility to take authority over the devil and over all of his works. This first prayer of authority is the prayer of binding. Binding comes from the Greek word deo, and it means to tie up or to restrict by legal authority. We are to tie up and restrict by the legal authority delegated to us the works of Satan. The purpose of binding is to bind, tie up, restrict their activity in people, around people, over cities, or in the heavenlies. And we have authority to bind in all these different realms. Matthew 12:29, the Bible says that before you enter into a strong man's house and spoil it, first you bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. And this is talking about when Jesus cast the demons out of the man in order to see him be healed. First, he bound the strong man. And so we're going to bind Satan and all demon spirits in and around a person, and then we're going to cast out the demon spirits. This binding is going to precede the spoiling of the works of demons in a person. This binding also will take effect in the heavenlies when we operate from earth to bind the demons in the realm of the spirit, and we can cast down their forces in order to spoil the works in the heavenlies in the realm of the spirit. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, he says, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now this is very important that we understand that the binding is going to come forth from earth. Notice it says that whatsoever thou, that's you, shall bind on earth. Where is the binding come from? On earth. Otherwise, you don't go to God and say, "God, will you bind the demons?" Because he's up in heaven and he's not going to do it. The binding is to come forth from earth. And who's on earth? We are. Who's been given the authority? We have. It is the responsibility of every believer in Jesus Christ to bind the demon spirits and to bind the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places from our position here on earth. And it will affect all the activity of Satan's demons and his powers wherever they are. All right, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth or tie up on earth or restrict by legal authority shall be bound or shall have been bound, literally, in the heavens. Now, this word heaven used three times in this verse is plural in the Greek. You can see that if you look it up in an interlinear translation or you look it up in something like Rotherham's translation or Young's literal translation. Most of the modern translations do not show this, but it is actually plural in the Greek, and this is significant because he says, "I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens." You see, we don't need to bind anything in heaven. If you read that as such, that it was singular, "Thou shalt, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven," or "shall have been bound in heaven." We don't need to bind anything in heaven. Heaven doesn't need to do any binding. The authority needs to be operated from earth. And so we take authority and we bind the activity of Satan's works in the heavens, that's in the realm of the spirit, that are influencing cities, influencing nations, influencing people. And we need to take dominion over. Remember, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And we're going to do this through binding. Now, how do we do this? We release this prayer of binding by saying words. "I bind you, spirit of such and such, in the name of Jesus." Remember, you do this in the name of Jesus. Let's say we're binding a spirit of witchcraft. "I bind you, spirit of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus," is what you'd say. Now, if you're doing it in a person's life, you would say, "I bind you, spirit of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, in so-and-so." Or if you're doing it over a particular city, we might say, "I bind you, spirits of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, over Columbus, Ohio, or Cincinnati, over Dayton, or over the state of Ohio, wherever it might be. I bind you, spirits, in the name of Jesus." Now, when you pray that prayer, you have released the power of God. The angels that hearken to the voice of the word will go forth, and they will have an effect of binding and tying up those particular spirits that you have spoken to. Remember, you don't ask the Father to bind them. He's given you the authority and the responsibility to do it. Now, how long will these demons stay bound? Can we bind them once and for all and that's it? If that was the case, we'd bind up every demon spirit, every work of Satan, and they'd never be able to work again. But that's not so. It will take effect immediately, but it can be undone by the activity of people. Let me say this. How do demons even get into a person's life? Or how do principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual wickedness operate over cities or territories or realms? They do it because of the sin of the people that has given place to the devil to be able to operate. For instance, you might think of a place like out in California in Hollywood area where there's just so much divorce and there's all this sexual things that are going on. And there certainly are spirits of divorce and fornication and all these different things that go on. And those spirits rule over those cities because of the fact of the sin of the people. Demons can operate because of the sin of the people. Our principalities get established because of the sin of the people. And if you want to destroy the works of the devil, you're going to have to bind those spirits and then start ministering to the people to come to the place of repentance. If you're binding demon spirits in a person, you're going to bind them, and then you're going to minister to that person to help them to come to the place of repentance so they'll confess the sin, turn away from it, and then you can cast those spirits out or break that bondage over a household, over a city, whatever it might be. Now, there can be a lot of spirits that are operative in a person or over a city or over some kind of territory because of the accumulated sin of the people. And this is very important that we've got to learn to bind. Binding is one of the prayers of authority, which is going to tie up, restrict by legal authority, the operation of Satan. Now, this is something that you need to do on a regular daily basis concerning your own household. I would bind all demon spirits that would try to come against your household. I would bind demonic spirits that are operative in any people that you come in contact with that would be of the world or that could be destructive against you in any way. I would bind the demon spirits that are operative over the city, you know, as you're praying and interceding over Washington, over the president, over people in positions of authority and responsibility. And you are going to be affecting a tying up of Satan's works in their life. And know that as you're continuing to pray other prayers of praying the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit will work to bring those things to pass in a person's life. So you're going to do it on a continual basis of binding. In fact, if you're dealing with a person, you should bind those demon spirits or something that's coming against you. Bind them and hold them bound continually by just declaring that in the name of Jesus. So when you're binding ties up the satanic spirits. It's done on earth by the believer. Don't ask the Father to do it. It's released by your words, I bind you. And you can keep them bound continually through the words of your mouth. At the same time, you need to know this. People can undo what you have done. You can bind the demon spirits and they can yield to the area of sin and allow those spirits to be loosed within them or in a particular area. So binding usually is combined together with casting out or casting down in or speaking to the mountains in other ways in order to effect a change. It is one of the prayers of authority that we work. In fact, you'll find that all these areas of prayers of authority, you'll be working all these together normally when you are ministering in an area of taking authority over the works of Satan. So we've talked about this area of binding, and in the next broadcast, we're going to get into talking about the area of loosing, which is to untie and release and free from restraint. You can loose the spoil the works of Satan in people's lives or in the heavenlies, and we're going to get into that on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.